Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the story of a guy who got messed up with a 10-foot gator in like a little pond or lagoon behind a bar in, I think, Florida. I assume Florida when I hear gators. Not that that's the only place in the United States where you can find them. But I think it was. This is, there's some characters in this story.
Yeah.
Jumps into a pond to save a man who just had his arm ripped off by a gator. It happened over the weekend behind Bandito's Bar in Gulf Cove. Hello again, I'm Lois Tomey.
I'm Chris Safadi, and tonight we're hearing more from a neighbor who lives in that area. Let's go right to Wink News reporter Jolina Espirito live there for us. What did he tell you?
We have her standing in the exact same place where a man had his arm torn off by an alligator. She's expendable. There are a lot of young women getting into this business.
Send the girl with the skinny arms. The alligator won't want her. Yeah. She's got nothing on her bones.
No meat.
And in case you're wondering, yes, this is my natural hair color. No chance.
And my real hair.
Well, the person who helped save the victim told me he was glad he was there, and he was glad an ex-military guy was there, too, because together, they and a group of others helped save the gator's victim, pull him out of the water minus his arm, and help stop the bleeding.
Oh, I don't know why this is a funny way to say it. Minus his arm. So maybe if they tried a little harder.
They saved him, but not his arm. His arm is still swimming.
They pan over to it.
Just what if it's like it walking around? Is that cousin it, the hand? On
no, that's
Adam's
thing.
Family?
Oh, thing. That's
yeah, just
thing.
Walking yeah. around.
What if the hand floats by and it's giving the finger?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
What if it's riding the alligator like a jet ski?
Dude, I want to see a fisherman in the background reel it in.
Yeah, right?
Alligators are everywhere in Florida. Even in the canal, behind a bar, locals frequent.
Oh, yeah. Even? Yeah. That seems like exactly where it was.
Yeah.
In the canal behind Bandidos. Like, that's, of course, where the alligators are.
If somebody said that you could only find gators in one small pond in Florida, you'd
that's
go,
it.
It's the one behind Bandidos, isn't it?
It's got to be. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's down by the water. They got him.
Oh, yeah, look at this bar, too. I mean, it's like all made of old wood.
They got him. Yeah, the gator got him. His arm's gone.
Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte. Trappers spent the early morning and afternoon Sunday trapping the 10-foot-5 alligator from the water. This gator is the one who took an arm off a 23-year-old man.
It's like, what? I'm He's just
screaming.
Being a gator.
Yeah.
He's screaming. He is conscious. He's screaming right now.
He's not waving.
And we cannot see where the gator's at. I'm sorry.
And the gator was big enough. I think he just got a clean cut.
What the
Wait,
hell
hold
is
on.
That? Well, who is this man with a cat on his shoulder?
Why did it cut so quickly?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why are you standing so close to the ravine where an alligator just ripped a lady's arm off or a man's arm off with a cat on your shoulder?
Looks like Ron.
A little bit. Yeah, this is... this is truly a story filled with many Florida men.
Yes. That cat looks just like my cat, Herman. I mean, just like him.
It was big enough. I think he just got a clean cut and took off with the arm and left him alone. So he's lucky to be alive. Otherwise, that dude would have probably drowned it and then been dinner for the family.
I think he would have drowned it and been dinner for a family.
Yeah, probably. Yep, drowned
just so y'all know, his cat's wearing a bow tie.
I was going to say, I was just about to say, does that yep. cat have a bow
and
tie on?
And he's just sitting there chilling out on his shoulder like a parrot.
Yep. Oh my God, the cat's on a leash.
Yeah.
Manny Hidalgo helped rescue the man from the water. He found him with only one arm and several scratches
like
on his back.
I'd like to know how he helped. Like, well, I feel like he physically didn't do anything.
I think he's the guy they referenced at the beginning that said, one person who helped him was glad that he was there, along with someone with former military training.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that found a better man to help.
Trying to swim after the attack.
I was able to get him to shore, but not enough. So I left. Came into the bar, told him to call 911.
Had a couple drinks.
Yeah.
I ordered some gator bites.
When I first saw him, he still had two arms, and I was going to go help him, but my cat, David Mufflestuff, doesn't like water.
Plus, he seemed to be doing fine swimming with one arm.
Yeah. I mean, he was mostly going in circles. Yeah.
guy at the bar came out, was an ex-military. He knew what was going on, so me and him dragged him out. We put a tourniquet on him and just kind of try to keep him calm.
Gators are not...
I can't get past the cat that's sitting on his shoulder, like, hunting. Yeah. That cat is so fascinating. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we couldn't have done it without Mr. Tiggly Toots. he gave us a little extra pull.
Gators are not new to this area. Neighbor Mark David Christensen knows they can be dangerous, but loves them anyway.
I've lived here 65 years, and I've never seen so many gators around.
You are not tan enough to have been in Florida for 65 years, no. Sir.
When I came out of my mom's womb, I still looked like Bob Seger.
Yes.
I'm a golfer, too, and they're everywhere.
He seems a little too cheery about it.
Yeah, right?
I'm a pretty chill fella.
And now back to me, the reporter who sounds dead inside.
I've tried to find out more about the man and more about why he was in this water in the first place. All Florida Fish and Wildlife will tell me is that he's still in the hospital and its investigation continues.
Now, the funny thing about this story is I saw it from another TV station. They only interviewed the guy in the hospital, and they focused the camera entirely on his face and then obstructed part of the arm that was still good, but then sort of framed the nub shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, this is the guy. And it wasn't near as fun as this story where a man had a cat on his shoulder just in case a gator attacked.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.